Melissa Etten is one of the founders of PC Reads. She said the school district has introduced a new phonics program that helps dyslexic kids learn to read.
The district has, you know, a reading curriculum, and Wilson Foundations is just a piece of it that really hits the phonics and phonemic awareness. It's 30 minutes of instruction a day. So the teachers are still working on building comprehension and vocabulary. You know, they still work on, you know, a full English language arts curriculum, which includes writing and spelling. So there's still a lot. It's more comprehensive than that. It's just one piece. The nice thing is that Wilson Foundations is shown to benefit all students. So even though, as you said, different students need different things, and some kids may come into school already knowing how to read, this program should benefit all students and make all improve their reading, writing, and spelling.
Dean Bragonier is a self-proclaimed executive dyslexic of an organization he started called Noticeability. His objective is to showcase the potential of people with dyslexia. Etten said his curriculum shows how to harness the abilities of kids who struggle with the condition. She said half of juvenile delinquents are dyslexic.
40% of self-made millionaires are dyslexic. 50% of our NASA employees are dyslexic. You know, 35% of entrepreneurs are dyslexic. And he's like, how do we capture these kids when they're still in school and still young and let them understand their strengths and build on those strengths so that they can become those creative, successful, competent, happy individuals?
Etten said dyslexia is a spectrum disorder and affects approximately 80% of kids who are struggling to read.
Some kids may be more profoundly affected by dyslexia than others. It also kind of depends on the makeup of that child, you know, as to whether is their executive functioning strong? Do they have a strong working memory? So there's a lot that goes into learning, and dyslexia is a piece of that. But that is the main reading disorder.
PC Reads' Christy Marsh said Bragonier's philosophy is to notice the abilities, not the inabilities, of dyslexic students. His program trains teachers in his technique. The program is called the Golden Age of Dyslexia and will be at the Park City High School Lecture Hall at 6:30 on Monday. Etten said Governor Herbert declared October Dyslexia Awareness Month for the sixth year in a row. PC Reads has activities, events, and training running through the month. Go to parkcityreads.org for details. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.